Back in November, Governor Steve Bullock called a special legislative session because the projections from the state's budgeting office showed Montana facing a revenue shortfall of $227 million. But about 6 months later, the latest revenue estimate from legislative analysts released Monday says the state's revenue shortfall is only about $7 million below expectations for this fiscal year, and that improvement could be enough to trigger a law passed during the special session that stated if revenues were good enough at the end of the fiscal year, the state could add some money back into the upcoming year's budget. That's according to Lou Jones, Republican chair of the state Senate Finance Committee. Jones says state revenue is on track to backfill up to $45 million in budget cuts put into law during the November special legislative session.
And so at this point, it looks like that the likelihood of the unwind is substantial, or the restore, whichever way we wish to call it, is substantial. Some things could happen between now and the end of the month, and we don't really know the number till the prove-ups in July, but it's very, very positive looking today.
This funding restoration could impact 21 agencies and branches in the state government that took up to a 10% budget hit amid last year's revenue shortfall. Governor Steve Bullock's budget director, Dan Villa, says interventions made during the special session in November are a big reason the state is now seeing revenues coming in where they need to be. The governor's office also says some of the revenue in the legislative report may be overstated due to the timing of tax payments. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.